I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to spend the next hour, really the next 4 hours, talking NFL week number one. And I'd love to, at least in this, the early part of the show, let's really get the juices flowing. Let's get the energy rolling here. Some type of NFL music, even if it's the bootleg NFL films music from like the Madden game that you would play. Here we go.
Oh.
Let it roll here. This is actually pretty good for bootleg.
This isn't bad.
It gets better too. This was left on the cutting room floor when the NFL on CBS picked their music. This was the second choice. This was choice number two. It feels awesome to have this music playing right now in May. And I didn't expect to get the entire week one slate this morning. It felt like Christmas today. And not only did we get the week one slate, we know what all the matchups are going to be, but we've got sides, we've got totals, we've got lines, and we're going to talk about them all day today on You Better You Bet. So Mark Melusis, let's start off game one of the 2021 NFL season, and it is an absolute doozy. Dak Prescott makes his return for the Dallas Cowboys as Dallas goes on the road to take on the reigning defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, quarterbacked by Tom Brady. Tampa right now over at the Bet River Sportsbook, a 6.5-point favorite, and the total is 52.5. And to everyone out there that's like, why are we picking games like in May? A, because it's fun. B, because we've got a 4-hour show where we've got content to fill. And C, yeah, you don't necessarily have to make bets on all these games right now, but it's a great frame of reference, right? So think about what you like in the game. We're going to tell you what we like, and we're going to frame this over the course of the next couple months as we head to September and the 2021 NFL season. So Moose, I tell you, Bucks laying 6.5, total 52.5 against Dallas. And what do you think?
Yeah, you know, first off, love the matchup. And I love some of the opening week matchups in the NFL, like some of the other storylines, and we'll touch upon them all. I think the easy play when I look at this is taking Tampa, their home, first game off winning the Super Bowl. They're all back, all 22 starters, you know, good draft, Antonio Brown. I mean, they got the entire band back together again. For some reason, Nick, I kind of like the Cowboys opening week plus the 6.5. I would take Dak, his return. We know they've got the three great wide receivers. I think CeeDee Lamb is going to have a really, really good year number two catching the football. Dak was able to make up for a lot of deficiencies along that Dallas team for that Dallas team when he was in. We saw how bad they were when he went out with that compound fracture. First game back for Dak. I'd take the Cowboys in a high-scoring affair. I would take the Cowboys plus the 6.5, and I would go over that 52 mark.
What do you think about the music here? We can't have the music playing for 4 hours, right? Should we just cut it now?
I like the music. I think it adds to it. No?
Okay. All right. So let's keep the music rolling. All right. I like to do the producing on the air. I always think is more fun. Okay.
You hate it? You like the... I mean, this was on the cutting room floor for CBS. Yes. We played it. We let it establish for 2 minutes. Now you want to get rid of the music.
Well, it has struck me that, like, we're going to do a million of these segments throughout the show, and we're going to have the music playing throughout. Like, it's literally going to be our soundtrack for the whole thing. Maybe that's a good thing. You know what? We'll ride it out and see how we feel about it. Moose, I think I agree with you here. I think I would bet Dallas here. Plus the 6.5. I do think that they'll be able to score on Tampa. And I think that's something that people are going to forget about, right, is how absolutely electric this Dallas Cowboys offense was before Dak went down. And look, they were giving up tons of points, but they were also scoring a lot of points. They were scoring tons of points here with this up-tempo offense. Now, the thing that concerns me a little bit maybe we know how good Tampa's run defense was down the stretch last year, and Tampa returning all 22 starters, 11 on offense, 11 on defense. Where I am a little concerned here, if you're going to bet on Dallas, is the game plan for Mike McCarthy and company. Is it going to be Ezekiel Elliott 20 times and a cloud dust? Because last year, Ezekiel Elliott did nothing to inspire confidence that he's the same running back that he was early in his career, to the point that we're openly on the show, Moose, whether it was this show, You Better You Bet, whether you and I on WFAN in New York, calling openly for Tony Pollard to get more carries. And I think over the balance of the year last year, Tony Pollard absolutely looked better than Ezekiel Elliott. So if I knew for sure, like, Dallas is going to come out and Dak's going to throw it, and this is going to be, you know, a passing-based game plan, not an extremely predictable first and 10 every single you know, drive or possession where Zeke for 2 yards and then we're second and 8 against Tampa's defense, pin the ears back and rush the quarterback here, I would feel much better about Dallas. But I still think it's too many points here. And I get why the number is what it is right here at 6.5. But I agree with you, Moose. I think I would take the Cowboys right now if I had to do something for this game. And let's be honest, it's the opener, so I will have something on it. Right now, I would bet the Dallas Cowboys catch on the 6.5. But I do think Tampa wins the game.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What about the total?
I'll give you first word here, because you said you think this is going to be a high-scoring game. So how high-scoring?
I like the over. I mean, and the total sitting at, what, 52.5, right? So,
that's right.
I mean, yeah, I like the over in this game, because I do think the Bucs and Brady, they will move the football on that Dallas Cowboy defense, even with Quinn taking over as defensive coordinator down there in Dallas. And I do think Dak and that offense will be able to move it on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I also believe that if you look at Tampa, you know, he's not going to be a sitting duck in that pocket. I know the Cowboy offensive line is not nearly what it once was, Nick, but I think coming back, I agree with you. Mike McCarthy could completely mess this up. Like, Mike McCarthy could have a brain fart and say, we're going to try and ground and pound it. We're going to try and keep the ball away from Brady and company, alleviate the stress on our defense. That's not going to work. I think the Cowboys can offensively go score for score with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Therefore, I'm going to take the over 52.5. I like the Cowboys to keep it close against Tampa. They can move it as long as they cut Dak loose. And I think there's going to be a ton of points on both sides from both teams.
To the You Betters on YouTube, let us know what you think. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Who you would take in this game, side and total, Dallas and Tampa Bay. You know, I really like your kind of explanation there, your rationale behind liking the over in this game, the season opener between Dallas and Tampa. How is Dallas, and I get that they spent a lot of draft picks on defense to fix this horrendous defense, and I get Dan Quinn's there running the defense, and it's not just that he's going to be an improvement, it's that he's going to be a market improvement, because anyone would be a market improvement over Mike Nolan. So I get that this defense is going to be better. How does Tampa not roll out of bed and score 34 points in this game? Like, how does that not happen? Like, how is Tampa not hit topping 30 in this game? I see almost no way that that doesn't happen. And then if it's Dallas in catch-up mode, like you referenced, right, with the Amari and Gallup and CeeDee Lamb and Blake Jarwin's going to be back. And, you know, if, hopefully we'll see some Tony Pollard here, where Dallas is going to be able to score if they're in catch-up mode. So actually, as we're talking about this move, I actually think I might be more into the over than I am to the Dallas Cowboys, because I know Tampa's going to score. I like Dallas to score in catch-up mode. The question is going to be, can Dallas score enough, right, to stay within that number?
Yeah. I'm going to go the old Thursday night parlay. Give me the Cowboys plus and the over 52.5.
Okay,
that's going to be the Malusis Thursday night parlay.
Rick, I'm guessing that we're under 30 seconds here because I didn't join the right program.
Yes, 10 seconds.
Okay, great. We'll be back right after this, and we're going to continue to break down week one in the National Football League, because what the hell else would we be doing here on a Wednesday? Costas Malusis, BetQL Audio Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.